Last Friday in West Allis, President George Bush said the economy in Wisconsin and many other states is picking up speed.
We gained 22,000 manufacturing jobs last month.
But John Edwards had a different take on the economy as he spoke to about 200 people at the home of a teachers' union member in Oak Creek. Edwards highlighted a report from the union-backed Economic Policy Institute that says most of the jobs being created in the U.S. are service sector jobs that generally don't pay as well as the far bigger number of manufacturing jobs that have been lost over the last 4 years.
You know this. You've seen it. You don't need me to explain this to you. I mean, they're paying about $9,000 less than the jobs that they're replacing. You know, about two-thirds of them are in low-income areas, just exactly what you'd expect.
Edwards also says many new jobs don't include enough health care benefits. Edwards then took questions from the audience. One Milwaukee-area union leader asked how a Kerry Edwards administration would stop U.S. corporations from sending jobs overseas. Edwards says Democrats would end tax breaks for job exporters and pressure China to stop manipulating its currency, making it harder to dump cheap goods here.
Another thing we can do is we need a trade policy that works for our workers and for the rest of the world, which means having environmental and labor standards in these trade agreements that we're willing to enforce.
The questioner, Randy Middleton of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, reacted to Edwards' answer. Middleton says the call for trade policies that require companies to protect the environment and workers' rights is a step in the right direction.
It's greed on the corporate owner's part, but it's the harassment-free end of it that they get to go and pollute other countries. They get to take advantage of the workforce.
Republican Vice President Dick Cheney is expected to resume the economic debate when he visits eastern Wisconsin on Friday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.